This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon. There are always surveys and polls coming out about the Rhode Island business climate, the regional business climate, and rankings that usually do not favor Rhode Island. We do not get into every one of those polls. However, the latest Providence Business News business survey found some optimism among local business people, and so that is what we will discuss this time around with Bottom Line co-host and Providence Business News editor, Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
So, things are looking better?
Yeah, you know, we've been doing the business survey since the summer of 2008, and what we do is we survey our database of companies that we use in our top lists. You know, every week we run one or two and sometimes more lists of what companies are in various segments in the region. We publish them actually all in a book of lists every year, which came out this week, and it was the sort of the reason we usually do the book of lists with this winter survey. And one of the things we found is that the companies, we surveyed a little more than 500 and got a little more than 100 responses, that the level of net income and the expectations for the coming year for these companies versus the previous years, in both cases, were at the highest level they've ever been. So in other words, people not only did better in 2012 than they did in 2011, but more of them expected to do even better in the next year than had ever done so. And that sort of caught our eye, you know, that people are looking at their own business and saying, you know, we're seeing something that is perhaps more sustainable, which actually in the last week I've seen in national news that as the earnings season has hit upon us, a lot of companies are not just hitting their profit forecast, which they've been doing for a while by becoming more efficient and just smarter about their business. They're actually expanding, they're growing their revenue on the top line. And that actually, when you put it all together, says the economy is getting stronger. You know, we see little tidbits here and there, but it looks like the economy, as seen from these individual businesses, which, of course, when you put them all together, you get the full economy, is actually on a more sustainable growth path than we've seen in quite a while.
Two-part question. Who did you speak with for the survey? You know, I'm looking for the types of businesses you spoke with, not necessarily specific companies. And also, how detailed did they get into it as to their condition, their situation?
We surveyed our database of for-profit companies. We also surveyed nonprofits, but we don't include them in this survey. These are just for-profits, private companies. We didn't talk to the publicly held companies for this as well. And generally, our database, you know, reflects Rhode Island in the sense that it's a lot of sort of medium-sized and based on sort of the U.S. SBA, the Small Business Administration definition, small businesses. Because for the SBA, a small business is anything, I think, less than 500 employees. Well, you know, in Rhode Island, that's a pretty big company. So generally, that's who we're talking with. But, you know, we have companies that, are, you know, have 5 or 10 employees that are surveyed on the list as well. So it's a really pretty much, I think, reflects the state of private business in Rhode Island.
So these are companies that would more or less determine their own policies, their own strategic planning, rather than being the branch of a multinational.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the multinationals, since they almost all of them are publicly traded, again, we'd kick them out. So, yeah, these are companies where we're talking to generally the person who's running the business in this sense. So they have a pretty strong sense of what's happening. And if it's not the person who's running it, it's such a small organization that whoever is answering these questions is going to be plugged into what's going on.
Could you gauge any difference between sentiments of larger companies and the smaller firms?
No, we couldn't because we don't necessarily try to calculate and correlate that data. You know, we just look at this group as looking at, you know, seeing the whole thing. What we did see some interesting things. You know, we ask about numbers, you know, but we also ask what their sort of more qualitative plans are. For instance, you know, we saw a higher number of companies saying they plan to hire somebody in the next quarter than ever before. We actually saw a 50% increase from a year ago in the number of companies that plan to expand their facility. Again, you know, which is a significant capital expenditure, which we also saw increases in, you know, capital expenditure expectations within the next quarter. So all of these kinds of things show that these businesses were interested in investing in themselves with the expectation that they'd get a return.
Are they investing with a sense that they're returning to former clients where a connection may have been severed because of the recession, or they're going beyond that?
Well, I think we don't ask that in the survey, but in the story, I think that and in our continuing reporting with the business community, and actually the survey does answer sort of point to one answer for that, and that is that we ask, for instance, what are the impediments to doing business in Rhode Island? And one of them is one of the answers we ask always is diminishing customer base. And that answer has been going up each time the survey has been done in general. So I think that there's no question that if you're a business that wants to be successful, you can't be just focused on Rhode Island. You have to touch onto more markets. And that's a common theme across the nation. You know, we're talking about exporting to other countries. In this case, exporting may mean to Connecticut or to Massachusetts.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. The term expansion, would that mean new buildings, new branches?
Well, it could be new people, a new business line. You know, maybe you say you see an opportunity, and this isn't sort of necessarily part of the survey, but one of the things we've seen, for instance, one company I'll mention specifically because we've written about them a lot in the last couple of years is Starkweather and Shepley. They're an insurance brokerage, and they've been acquiring a lot of other insurance brokerages in the region. So they're becoming a larger regional player and, you know, moving up into Massachusetts, out in Connecticut, and also finding themselves adding new kinds of business segments that they're dealing with. So it's a combination of things. It's going to be physical and your business, the breadth of your business physically, but also the kinds of businesses that you're, you know, taking on.
Okay, more companies are feeling good about themselves and their prospects. How do they feel about the local economy?
Well, they're a little less positive, and that's really kind of an interesting thing. There still are almost half of the people think that in the next year the economy will be better, you know, either significantly or slightly better than it is now. But that's a little bit better, but not at the highest levels. I think a year ago, actually, people had higher expectations for the region. I think the region has just been getting sort of hammered, and I think that a lot of businesses are you know, really realize that they really have to focus on themselves, and as long as they're taking care of their own business, that's all they can do. But it does bring forward something that another piece of the survey that we always do, or what are the impediments that, you know, to the region? And one of the things that sort of comes up over and over again are government fees and bureaucracy and regulation. Actually, the number one thing in every survey has always been the weak economy. And so it goes to the point where, yes, government fees and surveys are a problem, but really what matters is the economy itself is weak, and you could get chicken and egg arguments there. We've also found, and this is kind of interesting, that what's declined as an impediment to business are energy and healthcare costs and access to capital. So, for instance, at the height of the recession, access to capital was very high on people's minds. Doesn't seem to be as much of a problem. Healthcare costs were going up crazy, you know, by crazy amounts. People seem to feel that it's less of an issue now. And energy costs, everyone was terrified about energy costs. Now it's almost off, you know, off the survey. There are so few people worried about it, thanks, you know, to a large degree in what's been happening in natural gas and oil production in the United States. But not just that. You know, there's all sorts of things. So it's interesting to see how people are viewing the economy.
And to wrap up, does the congressional budget battle, the ongoing battles that we're seeing, fiscal cliff and the ceilings, et cetera, does that play into local business sentiment?
It does. We've seen before companies saying that they were doing all right, but being, again, you know, kind of worried about the overall macro environment. And I think a lot of that played into uncertainty. But what was interesting is this survey happened, you know, late last year when all of the issues about the fiscal cliff were getting, you know, kicked around and people were still positive. So, you know, to me, that's a sign that they really are feeling pretty good about their own business.
Okay. On this Bottom Line, we've been looking at a recent survey by the Providence Business News showing some local business leaders feeling, well, guardedly positive about the economy and feeling much better about their own prospects. We've been talking with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Mark, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon, and this is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.